So hypersonic technology in modern warfare is a bit of a game changer, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, the sheer speed, 5 times the speed of sound, it's mind-boggling. And the implications, well, they're massive.
Exactly. It really does make you wonder, how will this reshape global conflict? It's a question that keeps me up at night.
Me too. The science behind it is fascinating, of course. This Wikipedia article mentions things like shock layers, viscous interaction. It's complex stuff.
It is. And then there are the different regimes of hypersonic flight, perfect gas, two temperature ideal gas, dissociated, ionized, each with its own set of challenges.
Right. Like, how do you even design something that can withstand those kinds of temperatures and pressures? The material science alone is incredible.
Definitely. We need to delve into the practical applications too. What kind of military advantages do these hypersonic weapons actually offer?
Well, speed is obviously a major factor. Faster weapons mean less reaction time for defenses, and then there's maneuverability.
Which is what really sets them apart from traditional ballistic missiles, right?
Exactly. They're not just fast, they can change course, making them much harder to intercept.
That's a huge advantage. And the geopolitical implications? That's another rabbit hole we need to explore.
Oh, absolutely. This kind of technology has the potential to shift the balance of power, create new arms races. It's a whole new world of strategic considerations.
It is. And what about the ethical considerations? Is there a point where speed becomes too much? Where the potential for unintended consequences outweighs the tactical advantages?
That's a really good question. One we definitely need to address. I mean, the development of these weapons raises some serious questions about the future of warfare.
It does. And we haven't even touched on the economic aspects. Developing and deploying these systems is incredibly expensive. What's the return on investment? Who can even afford to compete in this new hypersonic arms race?
That's a critical point. The cost-benefit analysis of hypersonic weapons development is something that often gets overlooked in the excitement over the technological advancements. We need to consider the broader economic and societal impacts.
So, picking up on the ethical implications of hypersonic weapons, it's a thorny issue, isn't it?
It really is. The speed and maneuverability, those advantages we talked about, they create a whole new set of dilemmas.
Exactly. The potential for miscalculation, for things to escalate quickly, it's frightening.
Yeah, and the reduced reactions time, Aki-8 shrinks the window for diplomatic solutions, doesn't it?
It does. Imagine a scenario where a hypersonic missile is launched and it's initially believed to be targeting one country, but it then changes course.
Oh, that's a chilling thought. The potential for a catastrophic misinterpretation.
Right. It could trigger a retaliatory strike before anyone even realizes what's happening. It's a nightmare scenario.
Absolutely. And what about the potential for these weapons to be used preemptively?
That's another huge concern. The temptation to strike first. To eliminate a perceived threat before it can materialize. That's a dangerous game.
It is. It could destabilize entire regions, potentially leading to larger conflicts.
And the sheer destructive power. We're talking about weapons that can cause immense damage, even without nuclear warheads.
Right. The kinetic energy alone is devastating. It really raises the stakes.
It does. And then there's the question of proliferation. If these weapons become more widespread, what's to stop them from falling into the wrong hands?
That's a terrifying prospect. Terrorist organizations, rogue states, I doesn't bear thinking about.
It's a Pandora's box, really. And once it's open.
It's hard to see how we close it again. We need international cooperation, treaties, something to control the spread of this technology.
Absolutely. But with the current geopolitical climate, I'm not optimistic.
Yeah, the potential for an arms race is very real. Everyone wants the latest, most advanced weaponry, and the allure of hypersonic technology is strong.
And the cost. We touched on the economic aspects earlier. This kind of technological development is incredibly expensive. Who can afford to keep up?
Right. It could further exacerbate existing inequalities, creating a world where only a few nations have access to these incredibly powerful weapons.
It's a complex web of issues. The technological advancements are impressive, even awe-inspiring, but the implications, they're sobering, to say the least.
They are. We need to have these difficult conversations. We need to understand the full spectrum of consequences before it's too late.
So we've been discussing hypersonic weapons, and it's clear they represent a significant leap in military technology.
Yeah, a real game changer. The speed, the maneuverability,
Yeah.
it's a whole different ballgame compared to traditional missiles. I mean, Mach 5 and beyond, that's dot intense.
It is. And that speed, as we've touched on, has huge implications for defense systems. Existing anti-missile technology is largely designed for predictable ballistic trajectories.
Right, hypersonic glide vehicles and cruise missiles, with their ability to change course mid-flight, make interception incredibly difficult, if not impossible, with current systems. It's like trying to hit a hummingbird with a baseball bat.
Exactly. And that shift, that difficulty in interception, is what's driving a lot of the geopolitical tension around these weapons.
Absolutely. That It creates a sense of vulnerability, doesn't it? If a nation feels it can't defend against a hypersonic attack, it might be more inclined to, well, to escalate things.
It could, yes. And that's where the ethical questions become so crucial. And this isn't just about faster missiles, it's about the potential for miscalculation and the increased risk of dot catastrophic consequences.
Right. The compressed time frame for reaction, the potential for misidentification, it's a recipe for disaster. Imagine a scenario where a hypersonic missile is detected, but there's simply not enough time to determine its intended target before a retaliatory strike is launched.
A chilling thought. And it's not just about reaction time. The sheer destructive power of these weapons, even without nuclear warheads, is immense. The kinetic energy alone.
Yeah, it's devastating. It's like a giant, super-fast meteor slamming into its target. The damage would be dot unprecedented.
And then there's the issue of proliferation. As this technology develops, it becomes, well, theoretically more accessible. What happens if these weapons fall into the wrong hands?
That's the nightmare scenario. Terrorist groups, rogue states. It's a terrifying prospect, and one that, frankly, I don't think we're prepared for. International cooperation, treaties, those are essential, but.
But with the current global climate, achieving that level of cooperation seems challenging, to say the least. It's not trying to herd cats, isn't it? Each nation pursuing its own interests, prioritizing its own security.
It is, and the allure of this technology, the perceived advantage it offers, it's a powerful motivator. Everyone wants to be at the cutting edge, to have the most advanced weaponry. It's a very dangerous game. A very real arms race is already underway.
So we were talking about the dangers of hypersonic weapons proliferation and Torobot Hong. Wow, just looking at this list of programs, it's a bit overwhelming, isn't it?
It is. It really brings home the scale of this dot hypersonic arms race. China, Russia, the US, even France and India, everyone's jumping on the bandwagon.
It's like a dot gold rush almost. Everyone's scrambling to stake their claim in this new technological frontier.
Yeah, and each program is different too. Different designs, different capabilities. Look at China, for example. They've got glide vehicles, ballistic missiles, scramjet cruise missiles, the whole shebang.
It's a diverse portfolio, that's for sure. And Russia, the Zircon, the Avangard. Those are some seriously intimidating weapon systems.
They are. And then there's the US with their air-launched rapid response weapons, the hypersonic attack cruise missile. Dot, it's a bit of a dot alphabet soup of acronyms, to be honest.
It is ARRWHACMLRHW. Dot, it's hard to keep track. But each one represents a significant investment, both financially and strategically.
Absolutely. And that's what worries me. This race to develop hypersonic weapons. That has the potential to destabilize global security in a way we haven't seen before.
I agree. The speed, the maneuverability, the who, it changes the calculus of deterrence. It makes preemptive strikes more tempting. It reduces the time for diplomacy.
Exactly. And as more countries acquire these weapons, the risk of miscalculation, of accidental escalation, grows exponentially. It's a tinderbox waiting for a spark.
So we've covered a lot of ground on hypersonic weapons, from the basic science to the global implications. It's a lot to process, wouldn't you say?
It really is. I mean, we started with the sheer speed, Mach 5, Mach 10, and now we're talking about potential global conflicts and arms races. It's a bit dizzying.
It is. One of the things that struck me is just how new this all is. We're talking about a technology that's still rapidly evolving. We're essentially seeing it develop in real time.
Exactly. And that makes it all the more unpredictable. We can speculate about the potential consequences, but the truth is, we're in uncharted territory.
We are. We touched on the ethical considerations, and I think that's something we need to keep coming back to, the speed of these weapons. It compresses the decision-making process in a way that's frankly terrifying.
It does. The potential for miscalculation, for unintended escalation, it's a very real concern. We talked about the possibility of a misidentified target leading to a retaliatory strike before anyone even has time to realize what's happening.
And the reduced time for diplomatic solutions, that's another key point. With hypersonic weapons, there's just less time to talk, to negotiate, to de-escalate a situation. It's like everything's happening in fast forward.
It is. And the ripple effects, we haven't even fully explored those. The economic strain of developing and deploying these weapons, the potential for further global inequality, it's a complex web.
It is. The information from the Congressional Research Service, as highlighted in the Wikipedia article, really underscores the complexity of this issue. It's not just about military strategy. It's about economics, ethics, international relations. It touches on everything.
It does. And it's something that everyone needs to be aware of. This isn't just a topic for defense analysts and policymakers. It's something that will impact all of us.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up, I'm left with a sense of unease, I think. The potential of this technology is both exhilarating and terrifying.
I agree. The advancements are remarkable, but the potential consequences are sobering. We need to proceed with caution, with careful consideration, and with a commitment to international cooperation. The future of warfare is changing, and we need to be prepared for what that means.